Julie and Judith, welcome to Round Cincinnati.
Thanks, Jane. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
You're just about to launch a new Architrex walking tour in the Betts Longworth Historic District. Let's begin with the Betts House and why the area is called the Betts Longworth Historic District. Julie, as director of Betts House, please fill us in there.
Sure. Well, the Betts House is the oldest brick house in the state of Ohio, still on its original site. And the Betts family had 111 acres of land in what's now known as the West End. The time they had that land, it wasn't even in the city of Cincinnati, although today it's well within city limits. Nicholas Longworth owned 22 acres south of the Betts' property. And so when the historic district was created in the early 1980s, the northern edge of it is Betts property and the southern half of it is Longworth property, and thus Betts Longworth Historic District is how it got its name. But it runs loosely from Ezra Charles to Court Street and from Mound to Central Avenue.
And Judith, you'll be leading the tours departing from Betts House. Can you give us an idea of what people on the tour will be looking at and looking for?
Sure. The walk focuses on a few blocks that's now the Betts Longworth Historic District. We will see architecture that represents early American vernacular, Greek Revival, later Queen Anne, and some eclectic architectural houses. It's just an amazing little neighborhood. I have never seen anything like it before I moved here to Cincinnati. It's a last 19th century remnant of Cincinnati's Lower West End. You just don't see streets like that anymore. For example, Hopkins Street. It's just this gem of a 19th century street. It's a little keyhole street. They had developed it into a cul-de-sac. My native city, Detroit, we have nothing left of our French period, which is, we're an older city than you are, but you wouldn't know it because we have nothing left of our early periods. Here, Cincinnati has all this wonderfully preserved architecture.
Well, the tours depart from Betts House, and admission to the house is included with the tour. It's such a natural fit. How did the idea for the tour come about, Julie?
In 2011, we were interested in doing a new permanent exhibit that explored the history of the house in the neighborhood. One of the issues at the house was that if you didn't take a guided tour, there wasn't really a way to get the story. And a lot of people don't like guided house tours. I understand that. And so we wanted to provide another way for visitors to get that information and also to offer some visual information, maps, images of Cincinnati, the handful of images that we have of the family. So we put together this new permanent exhibit. And around the same time, I was talking to Trudy from Architrex about the possibility of doing, on occasion, a walking tour of the historic district. So Dan Becker, who was one of the guides with Architrex at the time, was really interested in that. And so we sort of developed them in tandem. I provided them with the information that we had collected for this new exhibit. And then Dan worked on the script for the tour. It's been a little kind of trial and error. We started it just running it once or twice to see what the response was and what needed to get fixed. And this will be the third year that we've offered the tour, but it's the first year it's being offered as a regular part of the Architrex schedule, which we're really, really excited about. So the house admission, visitors can come in and use the facilities, which sometimes you need before or after the tour, but also see the permanent exhibit and then the special exhibit that we have up right now, which is Build It, which is a hands-on architecture exhibit for kids.
Judith, tell us about Architrex, what it is and who the sponsoring organizations are.
Well, Architrex is the Queen City's volunteer program of the Architectural Foundation of Cincinnati and the Cincinnati Preservation Association. It's dedicated to connecting the public to Cincinnati's built environment, and they provide guides that will provide informative treks through Cincinnati's neighborhoods to explore the city's architecture and history. And that's everything from over the Rhine to North Side, Walnut Hills, Mount Adams. So it's really a variety of tours.
I understand that the tours are a rain or shine proposition.
That's what Julie says.
Yes, they are.
So you'll have your umbrella.
Absolutely. And I'm from Michigan, so we're used to all kinds of terrible weather.
Yes, and one of the first tours that we did was in a torrential downpour, and there were 10 hardy souls who showed up and went on that tour, and I did have warm beverages for them when they returned because I figured they would need it after that.
Well, the new Architrex walking tour season has just begun. I think it runs May through October.
Mm-hmm.
And when are the Betts Longworth tours scheduled?
The Betts Longworth Historic District walking tours take place the fourth Saturday of each month, May through October. They start at 1 p.m. from the Betts House. The house opens at 12:30, so visitors can come a little ahead of time, or we're open till 5 those days, and so people are welcome to stay later as well.
So are reservations necessary?
Reservations are not needed at all.
This tour brings attention to an area that many of us know little about, despite its being so close to Music Hall and over the Rhine. Thanks so much to you both, Julie and Judith, for coming by and broadening our knowledge in such interesting ways.
Thanks again for having us, Jane.
Yes, thank you for having us.
We've been talking with Julie Carpenter, director of Betts House, and Judith Mann, guide for the new Architects Walking Tour in the Betts Longworth Historic District. For more information, see wvxu.org. For Round Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.